Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family. There we go. Rama's just chilling right now, and Sassy is under my leg. Sita's patrolling the perimeter, and we're just surrounded by Mother Nature.
Which is so very nice, isn't it? It's nice.
It sure is. It sure is. You've been listening to these low rumblings in the sky. Now, I know there's strong storms farther away from us right now to the west, but I don't think we should be able to hear them yet. But maybe that's the storms. It just feels kind of weird. The KP index has hit 7 today, so, you know, that's quite a bit of energy coming in, and again, some people it might wipe them out, others it might make you super wired. All the extremes are possible when the KP is up in these times.
Well, when the KP goes up, it's such an energetic shift. It really helps people tap into their abilities, and many times when we're dealing with our abilities, if we have trauma, that makes everything sensitive. So if you get triggered on something and you're traumatized over something, it can make that overly sensitive too. So really have to keep pulling ourselves back into our center, looking at the things that really that we're able to control in our lives, and letting go of those things that we are not in control. And that's kind of a constant effort, you know. So it's a tough day today, so be safe out there with those energies. They're harsh.
And yet they're triggering evolution. They're triggering our DNA. They're reawakening so many dormant abilities and skills. You know, that's the exciting part of this. We were doing a video. The last video we did on Heart's Home was about Mom wants you to call home, and she wants you to get in touch with her. And that's what we try to do every single day, at least for a little while. But we make it a regular practice to get out in the woods as much as possible, to be around nature, to root and ground, to just reconnect again to the earth, which, you know, she's going through her ascension process. Now, not necessarily every single individual soul, every individual cell, every individual person is going to escape what has been this dark matrix collective. But absolutely, the earth is heading on up, and she's doing her thing, and she's, you know, saying bye-bye to the dark age and hello, you know, to a much, much more beautiful, brighter future. So what we wanted to talk about was that in-between life period a little bit. This came up last night. Last night, Cindy was channeling, and we were reconnecting with some beings that are part of our regular family, and we can interact with them very freely once we're out of the bodies. In the bodies, it's a little bit more of a limited experience, but, you know, thankfully with Cindy's ability, we can communicate clearly to them. And again, this is a temporary experience we are having here. You're having a temporary human experience. That's the important part to get through, and that's the part that the control system doesn't want you to understand. This is only a temporary human experience for your learning and your growing. And, you know, again, this is not our normal state of being, but we do this in many cases over and over and over again. And the time period in between lives, it does depend on what your frequency and vibration is, because if you are, say, caught in a very, very traumatic event, then it's much more possible to become semi-lost, to become kind of stuck, to even take, in Earth years, decades, maybe even hundreds of years sometimes, to get yourself situated, righted, understand what happened, and move beyond that. No, there is not a eternal damnation, and, you know, there's not a eternal hellfire, or you could view it as a barbecue of which you are the main course constantly turning. No, that's not how it is, and that's not how the universe works. In fact, the one thing we can say is, while consciousness itself is eternal, we are always changing, and consciousness itself is always exploring, learning, growing, and changing.
Mm-hmm. Our natural state is expansion. Expansion, expansion, expansion. And that's what our soul is going to look to do. It's going to look to bring us to new heights, bring us new experiences. It's going to bring us things in our lives that we might not understand, probably many cases not appreciate, but this is all in an effort to expand. Think of a heartbeat. When a heart is pulsing, moving in and moving out, and we are very much like a heartbeat. So at times we contract, and those are times when we might be scared, we might be fearful. But then after we get over that fearful state, we then expand into things. So that's just our general nature, is to find expansion. And we have very subconscious ways in which we do that. But one thing's for sure is we always are. We always just, we simply are.
Yes, and so we wanted to share this special realm with you guys. There's a special realm that souls that can hold on to the state of pure joy. It's so key. Yeah, if you can hold on to a state of pure joy, you can transcend to this plane of existence, as it is a plane of existence. It's not necessarily a planet. Again, everything is truly a state of mind, not necessarily the mind that we view of as residing in the gray matter. No, the mind that's the universal consciousness. So our good friend and brother Raj called it Stella Lock. And Stella for stellar or star-based, and lock, well, I think a Loch Ness, I think of a body of water. So it is basically a starry body of existence, a plane of existence in which everything is in a state of perpetual bliss and expansion. And this is the type of place that we can go to in between lives. Truly, this is what many have taken to be heaven. And it's actually a respite in between lives. And of course, you could stay there as long as you want to and just enjoy this blissful state of being. As the entities that you encounter there, yes, there are birds, there are bees, there are insects, there are animals. The interesting thing is the insects don't leech off of other beings. There is no parasitic nature there. It's all basically a loving symbiotic nature, one of which would be very hard for people to understand can exist with all we've known in this world.
Yeah, I mean, it is something that's hard to conceptualize given everything that we've been through, and we've all been through so much trauma as a collective and individually too. But when you go to this place, you're in a state of joy, and the state of joy is one of the highest frequencies that there is. The beings that are there are very beautiful. They are entertaining. They're there for one another. And, you know, guess who made this respite? Guess who made this world for us between lives? We made it. We created it. It's someplace that we go where we can heal, we can be for as long as we need to be, because when we go into these lives, the trauma can be great. It can be very difficult. And we do have to work our way through that so we can go back and look at things in a very whole manner and see things for what they are. But it's such a joy, and it's such a safe place to be. And I really thought that that was so beautiful that our friend Raj spoke of that place, and then I was able to see it. So I found that to be such a huge blessing, even just to know of it, its existence, and tell you guys it's out there. It's there, this place of pure joy. And we don't necessarily have to wait for our lives to end. We can go there in our mind and in our heart. and just be in this state of joy. And that can happen when we're doing mantras, when we're doing meditations. These things can happen. These states of joy can be achieved.
Absolutely. Raj is a, he's truly a genius. He is blind and he has a lot of health challenges, and yet he's an amazing musician. It just all comes naturally to him. And he spends much of his days just singing and making music and chanting the Sanskrit mantras. And he's an amazing soul. And because of his frequency, he is able to achieve Stella Lock while in the body often. And, you know, he can get glimpses of it and remembrances of it. And so we wanted to share this with you as one of the beings that was with us last night, communing, is one that we meet there on a regular basis in between lives, and is a part of us in reality. And that's a beautiful thing. We are much more than we realize. We truly are co-making this reality every single moment of the day. So make the most of your time. As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.